you get players to cut back on penalties?
Well, they're sick of running laps, so they get sick of it.
Football players don't like running laps. That was Bill O'Brien earlier in the week. One final segment of Texans Extra Points. We've got Christy Reakin of the AP with us, as well as DP of HoustonTexans.com. And before we get into keys of the game, in two words or less, describe the performance you've been seeing so far from DeAndre Hopkins.
Epic.
That works. What about you?
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, that's less than two words for both.
Record-breaking.
Record.
That's one
three
hyphenated.
Right there. Yeah.
Hyphenated.
Phenomenal.
I mean, he has the 61-yard touchdown. He has the other one. He had the one-hander. The one that he pulled out, you know, going, and he was out of bounds. That might have been the best one of them all, but didn't count. Anyways, no cigar there. Keys to the game. What do the Texans have to do tomorrow against the New Orleans Saints to pull out a victory?
I think there's three things. One, don't turn the ball over. Two, I think they're going to have to continue to run the ball like they did last week. I think that really, you could see that really opened up things, and that's very important because it'll take some pressure off of Foyer. And also, like I mentioned earlier, they have to get pressure on Drew Brees because if he can sit there, I think they're done. They've got to get to him.
I like it. Deepy?
I'd like to see the defense continue with the takeaways because that really kills the momentum on a drive. So, takeaways from defense. I think Christie's nailed it, putting pressure on Drew Brees. And the Houston offense has to protect the ball, whether that's fumbles or interceptions or whatever. We want to limit those, maybe see zero, because when you protect the ball and you get turnovers, generally this team wins games. So can we just do that, maybe repeat what we did against the Jets? Some nice touchdowns, some high-scoring games. That'd be good, too.
As far as I go, special teams, I think the steady progression of Keith Mumphrey returning kicks, returning punts. I think he breaks one tomorrow. I think it's about time that he busts loose on one. And I think Brian Peters, a guy that leads the Texans in special teams tackles, he's been phenomenal in that regard as far as getting downfield and limiting returns on Shane Leckler punts specifically. I think Brian Peters and that crew of guys on special teams, along with Charles James, they're going to do something nice as well. So I say do some work there. Stay clean with the football. Texans win this one, although they're going to be tested because this defensive coordinator and Dennis Allen, he's going to give them a bump and they're going to get a lift. They've been on vacation for the bye week for a while, so that's what I see. DP, thank you. Christy, thank you. And we can't wait to have y'all back on, and we can't wait for you to experience a Houston Texans victory, perhaps tomorrow. This has been Texans Extra Points, and we'll see you next week.